Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome. Have a seat on the couch. Relax. Gather all your thoughts and feelings on the Pirates. It's time to talk about them. As Folsy and I perform a little Pirate therapy on people. You've been damaged as a Pirate fan. We just had Tom, 73-year-old client, who came in. We got him to remember roaming the fields of Cranberry as a young boy, pretending he was Bill Mazeroski in Wiffle Ball, falling in love with the Pirates, then falling out of love. He was hurt, Tom was. The Pirates injured him over the past 10 years, over the past 30 years. Tom needed to talk. He finally expressed that he's optimistic about these Pirates. He wants to feel that love again. The man before him, whose name I forget, his name was Jeff.
Jeff.
I just remembered. Said he was apathetic. We gently showed him that calling a radio show and complaining about the Pirates in great detail with every player in the lineup proved that he wasn't apathetic, that he cares a lot. He admitted that. All are welcome. If you need to rage, we can have some sort of aggression council. You can break things in here. If you need to cry, most of you do. You're welcome to do that in here, Folsy. Do you have tissues for people?
I do, yes.
Whatever.
Many.
Whatever needs to happen.
Many boxes of tissues.
Welcome. We want to know your feelings on these Pirates going into the season. Whether you're taking them seriously as a baseball entity or not, and either way is okay. Feelings aren't facts. Right, Folsy?
Sure.
412-928-9370. You can keep the music going, Folsy, mm-hmm. if you'd like. I think that creates a certain dynamic in the room, a certain
atmosphere.
Tone. Yeah, the right atmosphere. What do we have?
We have Gene as our next client.
Gene, welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, this is perfect. Good. How are you, sir?
Good. I wouldn't say I'm apathetic. I'm more frustrated than anything because when you only have four winning seasons since 1993, you don't know, you can't support a team like that. It's just very hard. They keep telling you next year is the year, and you keep waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think they are playing on an uneven baseball field because they need a salary cap league-wide.
How did you react? What's this guy's name again, Folsy? Gene?
Yes.
Gene, yes.
How did you react when they came back really in 11 and 12, they started winning for a good portion of the season before collapsing. And then they won in 13, 14, and 15. Were you into that, Gene? Did you think that you had reached a new place?
Yes, I was there at the games, but I have not attended a live game since 2016.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Where'd you grow up?
In Hazelwood.
Fell in love with the Pirates at a young age, I would imagine?
Yes.
Who was playing for them then?
Well, you go back to Roberto Clemente.
Mm.
I used to attend 10 to 20 games a year, Three River Stadium. Even when they moved to PNC Park, I used to go to at least 10 games a year.
What will it take for you to go back to recapture your love, or do you think it's gone, Gene?
To make baseball an even playing field as far as salaries are concerned. And if they don't do that, as we've all talked about in the past, Bob Nutting has to spend more money wisely.
If they start winning, I think you're going to go back to a game. I think you're going to be captured by some of these young players like O'Neill Cruz. I think you're going to go back to a game this season, Gene. Am I right?
No. No. Because if they have a losing record and they are not competitive, no.
What if they are competitive and have a winning record for the first couple months? I can see Gene in the outfield for a game in mid-June, or mid-Gene, as it were.
Joe, I guarantee you that will not happen.
I can guarantee
you that. I've stuck to this until baseball as a whole. Look at the other sports, Joe. They all have some sort of salary cap where they are competitive.
This is Gene's anger rising.
I
we
know.
Need to let him express it. Keep
see,
going.
This is the classic case of salary cap sadness. We see this in a lot of
salary cap sadness. I like that, Folsy. I like that. Hey, Joe, one thing I do have to say to you with Ron not being there.
Please.
I love it when you win every argument against.
So do I. And I feel like you're in a better place, Gene. I feel like you're hung up on the salary cap thing.
Well,
that's your sort of point of rage.
That's a way for them to be more competitive?
I'm past that, man. That's not going to happen. You have to realize what's realistic and what's not. So in lieu of a salary cap, which is never going to happen, what's going to make you happy? And if you're not happy, then you should just not watch, no matter what.
By Memorial Day, when they're out of it for sure, then that's when Steeler training camp starts.
Rage. Now we're getting somewhere.
Rage
yeah.
is getting,
Keep going, yep. Gene. Keep going. Get it all out. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that people, young children, have never seen the Pirates have a winning season. So how do you develop an interest if you have not seen some sort of winning team?
I think in a sense we're moving past anger into sadness, Folsy.
Yes. We're looking toward the next generation.
Right.
What's being left?
Sometimes
for our
anger
kids.
Covers up grief. Well, I feel by the end of this call, Gene will be weeping.
No, Joe and Folsy, just don't plan my funeral yet, even though I'm in my mid-60s.
I think if this team starts winning, Gene, you're going to be back. Maybe next year. Maybe it'll take until next year. Do you still watch on television, Tell the Truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
There you go.
Good enough. We're in a good place. Thank you, Gene.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for stopping by, Gene.
Bye-bye.
This is unbelievable, Folsy, how this is working. Did you hear how nice he was at the end?
I know. We're leaving.
He's a hard-edged man.
Yes. He's got many layers to him.
Many layers. The first 10 are anger. But we got underneath that.
And when you're deep into salary cap sadness, it's tough to get over that. It really is. Because not much is going to change in that realm.
Yeah, you're stuck. You're stuck. You can't move. But by the end of it, he expressed concern for the children. And he thanked us. And I thought he left open the idea of him coming back to the ballpark. And he admitted very nicely that he still watches games.
Right. I think he just, we're making him take steps toward acceptance of things.
Yes.
Acceptance of reality.
One more call on this, shall we?
One more. Let's do, let's go to Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I held on.
Of course.
I'm very interested in the Pirates, and I don't think that anyone, I probably have had more hurt and heartache than 95% of your listeners, and I cried as a boy when they traded Ralph Kiner when I was a 9-year-old boy, and I couldn't wait to tell my dad they traded Ralph Kiner for Hank Sauer. So I think I've been through a lot of heartache since I listened to Rosie Rosewell and Bob Prince do ticker tape of away games.
That is awesome that you've seen and heard and watched all that.
Yeah, they did away games. Rosie Rosewell and Bob Prince did away games ticker tape, and I learned to keep score in the late 40s. And they traded my hero, Ralph Kiner, in 52. Branch Rickey was called the Rickey Dings because they lost 102 games. So I've been through baseball since I started listening when I was 4 or 5, and that was back in 48. So I'm almost 80, and I'm interested. I like their starting lineup. I wish Njigba was in right field instead of Connor Joe. I
so
wish
do
they
we.
Kept Swaggerty.
So
and
do
I
we.
Think... I'm very interested in Henry Davis and Rodriguez coming up to catch by midseason, and I'm interested in Quinn Priester and Mike Burrows coming up to take a start, and I worry about Brubaker being hurt now and on the IL, but I kind of like Oviedo, Contreras having a chance to start with Mitch Keller, and I think if the starting pitching holds up, we will be very interested. I listen and watch every game, all 162 of them, and so... You know, I'm going to be 80 years old, and I still love the Pirates, and I just wanted to say that.
Well, let's keep you on here for a moment, because now, Foles, we have an opportunity for some wise counsel from one of our elders.
And
we
this
do.
Is this is a classic baseball man. He
yes,
is a baseball
right.
man through and through.
I'm a damn elder. Jesus Christ. Where'd you come from?
So what would you tell people who have been just embittered to the point of never watching again? What would be your counsel to those people having been through everything? I mean, you know, you have people who go back to Aramis Ramirez. Forget about Ralph Kiner getting traded. You have people who only go back that far. Or we just had a guy who's ticked off about Brian Reynolds, understandably. But
right.
you were jaded. Not jaded. You were hurt. You said it at a young age. It's like for me in Buffalo when I was an innocent little foal. And they traded Bob McAdoo. I wasn't even aware like that was... Why would you sell a player for money? Like, how's that part of sports? That was my first sort of sports injury as far as growing up. It sounds like yours was Ralph Kiner. What would you tell these people who have understandably turned off the Pirates forever because they couldn't take it anymore?
I think they have a right to feel upset and hurt, upset with current ownership. Because I feel that way too, but as the one caller said, we're never going to have a salary cap. Hockey had to set out a year before they had the chance to win a ping pong ball with Crosby. So I would say, even though patience is a tough word for people that have been listening or watching this long, I think you have to stay interested as a baseball fan. You certainly don't want to have any of your major teams leave the city. And what it would do to industry and downtown, and Pittsburgh brings back so much to the community. I think with this new team, give them another year or two and let them see what they can do with the strong players coming up. They got the number one draft choice this year again. I'm interested in it. I'll watch the draft, and I'll sit with bated breath and see who they take. Hopefully they take that kid from LSU. But I sat through them signing people. They signed Tabata. They signed Marte. They signed McCutcheon. They signed players. People said, well, if they sign them. If they sign Reynolds, people will be upset about that. But they have a right to be upset. I open a beer every time they have a win.
You haven't been drunk much lately, I'll tell you that.
Not at all. And you went through your own heartache with Buffalo losing 4 Super Bowls. So you've been through a lot of heartache, and you keep coming back. And I think the Pirate fans will come back because there was nothing like that playoff game when they played Cincinnati. Jesus, I wish I'd have been there. That had to be one of the most exciting events in Pittsburgh sports. So you've let me get a lot off my chest, but I'm interested. I'm going to watch them on Thursday. I have cancer treatment for a tumor on my liver, but I have an appointment Thursday, and I'm facing this like I faced the Pirates. I got to stay strong, and it's tough to do sometimes, but I'm interested in them. I'm hoping that they're competitive this year, and I like Cruz at the top of the lineup. They've got him for 4 or 5 more years, and I'm waiting to see the excitement. Put Swaggart and Jigba in right field, and I think I'll be even happier.
But man, we agree with that.
Gets better. So,
well, I hope everything goes well with those treatments, Bill. Yes. This was truly a great call. I really appreciate it.
And I think you ought to call the PM show, M&M show, Maytag and Malzy, because Pony's such an agitator, you could call him Maytag and Malzy, and that would be a great name for that 2 p.m. show.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Take care.
Take care, man.
Wow.
Wow.
What a baseball man that guy is, huh?
And what a soothing voice. And then to be going through that this week. Yeah.
I feel like I just talked to Vin Scully a little bit.
I know. I was thinking he had that type of voice, like a Mr. Rogers, like a soothing kind of
broadcast, old school broadcaster voice.
That was,
I feel better after that.
Yeah. That was incredible. And to be going through what he's going to go through this week and still be caring about this.
Wish him the best, man.
Yes. That was interesting, man. From start to end. Can take down the music. Back to our cars on our way home. Hopefully as better people, Bolsey, from these sessions.
Hopefully by listening to these sessions, you're in a better place as well, listening out there.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to hockey, shall we?
We shall. Maybe we'll come back to this if people are up for it.
Absolutely. Uphill Hockey Talk with Tyler Kennedy is next. And listen, I've been saying this for 2 weeks, that Casey DeSmith is the guy they should go with now because he can't depend on the other guy. I wonder if Tyler agrees. Let's talk to him.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.